This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
At GMC, ignorance is the furthest thing from bliss. Bliss is research, testing, testing the testing, until it results in not just one truck, but a whole lineup. The 2025 GMC Sierra lineup, featuring the Sierra 1500 Heavy Duty and EV. Because true bliss is removing every shadow from every doubt. We are professional grade. Visit GMC.com to learn more.
Oh my God, you guys are my favorite.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The one and only
Rich Eisen.
I know what I'm talking about. That's the headline.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host Brian Weber.
OMG.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh.
And now, sitting in for Rich, here's Brian Weber.
Welcome to the program. Always an honor to sit in for Rich and the guys. If it is a significant holiday, including Flag Day, you can count on me to keep the chair warm for Mr. Eisen. And undeniably, it is a luxurious chair. I hope you're having a great holiday weekend. Please do take a moment, not to get too deep at the outset, but if you have a moment of reflection at your disposal, just pause and think about all the brave servicemen and women who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom to enjoy this holiday weekend. I'm Brian Weber. It is an absolute delight to be with you for the next 3 hours because I'm going to tap in to my inner New York Knicks fandom. It has taken me 35 years to lose, hopefully, the vestiges of my East Coast-based accent. I have worked hard with elocution lessons. That's why I over-enunciate so much. The Tennessee Titans aren't walking through that door, but I'm dropping all my G's. The day before Sunday is not Saturday, it's Saturday, because the Knicks are back, baby, or at least they're still alive. What is it about this team that they are only comfortable when they're down by 20 points? In a playoff game, on the road, another epic comeback. We'll sort through all the fallout. We will give Carl Anthony Towns his flowers, as you kids say, because I was thinking back to the last time I was here in the wake of game two of the first round series between the Knicks and the Pistons, in which I buried Cat, understandably so, because he completely disappeared in the fourth quarter. He did not have a chance to do anything in the fourth quarter of game two against the Pacers because he couldn't get off the bench, and then everything changed yesterday. So I presume some of you have a life, hopefully more of a life than yours truly. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich. Phone calls are a possibility with the caveat on a big word holiday edition of the program. They are taken selectively at 844-204-7424, not because I'm better than you, but as a veteran of working the holiday shifts for a variety of marquee names, I know most of you don't want to talk to the substitute teacher. So, to be fully candid, your best way to get interactive is to get on the X platform. You can tweet at me. I don't work for Elon. BW Weber, Weber with two B's, wide open in the first hour of the program. We're going to jump right in with our takeaways from yet another bizarre game involving the Knicks and the Pacers. Stylistically, this is not going to go to the Louvre in terms of the twists and turns we've seen in this series, but it's been filled with drama. We will get you fully lined up for game four tonight in Minnesota, where suddenly we have a series, it would appear, or, and we'll get into this in detail in the next hour of the show, did the T-Wolves just postpone the inevitable? Plus, because I mentioned, and it's all about me as a fill-in host after all, I am a veteran of the airwaves, because not only am I old school, I'm old. I am going to talk some baseball briefly in entertaining fashion. It is Memorial Day. a holiday that used to be dominated by the grand old game. There's a lot of compelling things going on across the bigs. We'll get there in 20 minutes. And in terms of if you want an outside voice other than your contribution to the program, no guest until we get into the next hour of the show. In addition to all of my thoughts about Knicks and Pacers, Thunder and T-Wolves will be joined by one of the best basketball journalists in the industry. Coming up, 1:20 Eastern time, Kurt Heelan from NBCSports.com will be our guest. Final hour of the program, more baseball analysis. I'll offer your observations in 20 minutes. Gabe Lax of USA Today will offer his astute thoughts coming up at 2:20 Eastern time. And because this is the NFL show of record, after all, Mr. Eisen, the face of the place that runs NFL Network, I am at the point, and I am pausing dramatically, not only for effect, but because I mean it, I have reached the point of Aaron Rodgers' exhaustion. However, if you haven't glanced at the calendar, and it's not your job, it's my job, if you're not aware, the Steelers' OTAs officially begin tomorrow. Where is Aaron? When will our national nightmare come to a conclusion? So, if you didn't watch the game last night, and as I said, I hope you had better things to do heading into your day off. And if you're working today, as someone who likes to stick it to the man while sucking up to the people I work for, you have the permission of the fill-in host to mail it in. If you have to show up today, you've already punched the time clock. You've done your job. Now put up your feet and enjoy compelling sports talk radio, because that's what the founding fathers intended on a holiday. If you didn't watch the game, or if you were like me, once the Pacers, and I should have thought more about it as a sportscaster, but in the moment, once the Pacers got the lead up to 20 with, and I, in fact, quick sidebar, I love the opportunity to fill in for Rich. I'll be back with you on July 4th and Labor Day. Have you seen the theme with holidays? And I respect not only his trust in me, but the relationship. But one of these years, I'm going to talk my way into the simulcast, currently on the Roku channel, Emmy-nominated simulcast, and you're going to see just how ridiculous an old man scribbling and highlighting his material can look. Because as I work my way through my notes, I don't script what I'm saying. I can't afford writers, but I do try to stay on top of things, keeping notes in real time. In fact, I can give you traffic and weather together. The lead grew to 20 points. I wrote down with 3:20 left, exclamation point, it's over. And it's a good thing I don't host a gambling show on BetHQ, because you and I would be living in a box under an underpass. But just as a fan, and I talked about my Knick roots in the 80s, that's irrelevant. The only context it provides is that if you've been a Knick fan post-1973, the last time they won a championship, and I'm older than my hopefully enthusiastic delivery would suggest, born in 1969, you assume the worst for this franchise, even when they make deep playoff runs, because it feels like they're designed to break your heart. And misery is part of being a Knick fan. So, after they gagged away the 14-point lead with just over 2 minutes to go in Game 1, after they had opportunities in Game 2 but couldn't get it done, it was Knick fan 101 to immediately go to sky is falling kind of thoughts. And the team has to be blown up. And who's going to be the fall guy, especially if it was a sweep? And it was looking that way with 20 points to overcome in the second quarter. But I should have had more clarity of thought to realize we have seen this movie before. Not too long ago. You just have to go back to the previous round. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich Eisen. You can express your thoughts at BW Weber, Weber with two B's on social media, or pick up the telephone, 844-204-7424, wide open here in hour number one of the show. Now, I think the distinction between what we saw in games one and two against Boston versus what occurred last night was, from where I was sitting, Boston blew those leads in a sense that they just refused to change their offensive philosophy on two occasions, most egregiously in Game 1, when they could not make a freaking shot yet. They're just standing there beyond the arc, bombing away from three-point range because that's what the majority of the NBA does now. I thought the difference last night was, so for, and again, I'm backing up and trying to have a macro view here. I thought the Celtics lost those games much more than Knicks won them, having to give Knicks credit for their tenacity and resolve. At the same time, last night, I think the Knicks went out and took that game away from the Pacers. And yes, we can talk about things that Indy did wrong. But if we're just going to hand out one of the key things in sports talk radio, the blame meter, last night, I'm giving the Knicks more props than I am burying Indiana. And I can't believe the words that are coming out of my mouth presently. The Knicks won that game almost solely because of Karl Anthony Towns. Now, the issue with the Catman is he's just not that consistent. He's just not that reliable. Minnesota was willing to part with him for a couple reasons, primarily the money. He's making over $200 million, defensive liabilities as well. They wanted to bet on Anthony Edwards, knowing they're going to have to pay him Powerball money as well. And you can say, as much as I'm supposed to give you extraordinarily strong opinions about everything, the trade involving Randall and Karl Anthony Towns worked well for both teams. It did not look that way when Julius Randle was balling out as the second-best player in the last round of the playoffs behind Ant when the Wolves dominated the Warriors. Although, if we're going to be fair about our analysis, injuries have been as prevalent a factor in how things have played out in this postseason as anything else. Because you can't tell me if Steph Curry hadn't gone down with a hamstring injury and had been 100% based on how well he and Jimmy Butler had played since the trade, can't tell me at a minimum that doesn't go 6 or 7. I think the Warriors, in fact, win that series, but I'll save that for my podcast, Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda with B. Webb, available here on Odyssey. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich Eisen talking NBA. You can express a thought at 844-204-7424. So here come the Knicks, and in a critical stretch, they get it down to 13 at the half. Should you want to throw me a follow, BW Weber, Weber with two B's on X. At halftime, I offered this hard-hitting opinion. Knicks are damn lucky to only be down 13, because if you were tracking that game, momentum was solely on Indy's side for the better part of that second quarter, but the Knicks did just enough to give them a chance and then chipped away at it, and then everything changed in the fourth quarter. When whatever Karl Anthony Towns does moving forward, and I realize with the Catman, it's analysis quarter by quarter. Forget about game by game, because had he not come alive with 20 points in the fourth quarter, a lot of that with Jalen Brunson on the bench, and we'll talk about how Tom Thibodeau was forced to actually go to his bench in a moment. If Karl Anthony Towns never has a game that is remotely as impactful moving forward as what occurred last night, that'll be his legacy as a Knick. Because Knick fans, while they are punitive and angry and filled with vitriol, also celebrate achievements forever. So that's the Cat game, irrespective of what happens coming up as soon as tomorrow night in Indiana. Oh, breaking news. I'll look and reach for the sounder. This just in. If you're a Pacer fan looking for hope, this broke 15 minutes ago. Tyrese Halliburton's old man, John. Remember the last time we saw him? He was beefing with Giannis after the Pacers beat the Bucks, and that got him banned by the Pacers from attending games supporting his kid. Well, I guess they're looking to get their mojo back. Shams Charania reporting John Halliburton's ban has been lifted. The only tweak will be, as opposed to sitting courtside where he can wave that annoying flag and get in the face of actual competitors, he'll be watching game four tomorrow from a suite. So there is your talisman. There is your good omen if you're a Pacer fan, because Indiana, while I'm going to give the Knicks all that credit, I do have to a degree, bash them, that it felt like they did get complacent. And I do realize that the Aaron Nesmith injury changed everything. And I don't have to tell you how locked in he's been throughout these playoffs, especially in game one and two when he couldn't miss threes, it felt like. He goes down with that ankle injury in the third. We're awaiting results of the MRI coming up. But even with that as a important disclaimer, I have to just take a step back and say, I don't know where this came from for Karl Anthony Towns. T-Wolves fans, remember when he could routinely go all for over 50 points and then disappear in the next game? It's just the wild fluctuations in his game. But for whatever reason, and maybe some of it had to do with Thibodeau making the rare lineup change and then chasing that with actually using his bench, last night, as was expected, the big fella Mitchell Robinson got the start that sent Josh Hart to the reserve role, and the tweak worked two ways. It allowed Cat to not be as post-dominant, move outside, and he was knocking down threes. Hart always plays with a ton of energy, and we saw that especially towards the end of the game with critical rebounds that sealed that victory. So you got that development by Thibodeau, who it feels like sometimes has to hit a quota of minutes for a starting five to get a contract escalator. No starting five in the regular season, played more minutes than the Knicks. This is nothing new if you've tracked his career. Ask Derrick Rose how it feels to play all those minutes for Tom, but this is how he approaches things, and the fact that he at least was open to shifting things, mostly out of desperation, because let's tell it like it is. Last night was Game 7 for the Knicks. I don't need to remind you, no team in NBA history has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit, and the Knicks were staring that in the face. So that was one adjustment. I think that helped early because the Knicks have to counter the pace, which is redundant for the Pacers, but Indy wants to play fast. They want to get out on the open court, and they were dominating things on fast break points once again yesterday, but the Knicks did have an answer in the paint with Robinson, who can at least clog the lane. He's going to give you more of a chance to clear the boards. And then the other thing that happened, which in no way was planned, was Brunson picking up that fifth foul, and then Thibodeau had no choice but to go to the bench. And Kenny Smith had a great line at halftime that proved to be all the more prescient the way that game played out, joking that Tom Thibodeau wouldn't play nine players in a baseball game. Well, I happen to have the box score in front of me. What do you know? Nine players actually got on the floor last night for the Knicks, and they got quality minutes beyond what Hart did as reserve from dudes like McBride and Wright and Shamet. So the question becomes, and we'll talk about this coming up when we're joined by Kurt Heelan from NBCSports.com in the next hour, was that a one-off? I'm not suggesting in any way the Knicks are better when Brunson is on the bench. That would be lava-filled trolling of the best kind. But I will agree with what Charles Barkley said in the postgame, that if we're just talking about basketball 101, because Brunson is so ball-dominant, and because everything when he's on the floor, and he normally never comes off unless he had to last night because he was one foul away from fouling out, everything goes through Brunson. And when you watch the Knicks, it can be challenging just from a standpoint of aesthetics because it feels like every sequence is the same. We get down to 3 or 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Brunson has to muscle up a shot, and invariably he finds a way to make it. So let me be, again, totally clear. In no way am I being critical of Brunson. Think about what this guy has achieved in his career as a second-round pick for a reason. Another player the Mavs didn't want. Now, I know some of his connection to the Knicks comes down to growing up in the tri-state area. His old man played in the NBA. He'd get him a job as a Knicks assistant. There were more reasons for Brunson to choose New York than just, I want the glitz and glamour of Manhattan. But the Mavs certainly had the ability to match and said no thanks because clearly they thought he had hit his ceiling. I think about these player personnel moves by the Mavericks over the last handful of years. Now we don't need Brunson, and Luka's going to be fat at some point. We don't want to pay him. And then somehow they get Cooper Flagg in the draft lottery. But hang on for a second. We're just going to pump the brakes on the NBA is rigged, and Tim Donaghy's walking through that door. If you fully believe that, and I can understand the hysteria, that the Mavs got the number one overall pick with a 1.8 percentage to do so, explain to me if the current scenarios hold true in both the East and the West, how the league in any way wants Indiana versus OKC and all the ratings challenges that come with that. So you can't have it both ways. If you're looking for the black helicopters and you're putting on the tinfoil hat, you can't yada, yada, yada your way through that. But as we wind down here, and we will get into what I think game four between the Thunder and the Wolves will come down to tonight, we will talk Aaron Rodgers begrudgingly coming up in the next hour of the program. Just to put a button on this portion of the first hour of the show, you got to give the Knicks an extraordinary amount of credit for never doubting themselves and never panicking, even in the most ultimate of high leverage situations, because they have proven time and time again that they don't blink. Now, I did not count on Karl Anthony Towns doing what he did last night, especially because clearly he had lost the confidence of his head coach, who wouldn't even put him into the fourth quarter in game two. So I have to take a step back and say props to Karl Anthony for having the ability to compartmentalize and not allow self-doubt to creep into his mind, because it would have been human nature when you can't even get your own head coach to call a timeout to get you back into the game in game two the other night at the world's most famous arena in a critical situation, and then you struggle to make any shots for the first three quarters and then somehow, some way, explode the way he did last night. That is remarkable. My issue with Towns is, where is the consistency? Because it feels like we get this unbelievable variance, not only game by game, but quarter by quarter. But, yeah, you could say I'm nitpicking, and you could say that it was only preordained that it would have to come down to another wild game between these teams, because that's what they do. So, what does that mean for game four heading into tomorrow night? We'll talk about that in detail coming up. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. You can be a part of the program at 844-204-7424 or X me, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. As promised, we will also pay a significant amount of attention to how things could play out tonight between the Thunder and T-Wolves in the Twin Cities. Felt like OKC waved the white flag once they were down 20 in Game 3 and decided to survive and advance in terms of not blowing too many quality minutes in that game, knowing they weren't coming back and they would prefer to be fully rested and engaged for a game in which, if they win tonight, the series is probably over in the next game when the series shifts back to Oklahoma City. Just getting warmed up on a jam-packed holiday edition of the program. It is always special and an honor to keep the chair warm for Rich. I'm Brian Weber. We appreciate the company on this Memorial Day here on the Rich Eisen Show.
In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference, because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game-changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
Brian Weber back with you. Rich and the fellas returning tomorrow after enjoying the long holiday weekend. 844-204-7424 is the number to call, or hit me up on X. I just was scanning through social media. Unbelievably, not too much vitriol being directed in this way. So I will read a couple of your tweets coming up. We will keep this concise because I supersized the monologue, something I am familiar with if you check out my avatar on the X platform. Coming up in 15 minutes, because I get the sense a lot of you are not that engaged with these matchups in the postseason. I can't blame you because there's a large portion of the audience that only parachutes into the NBA for the postseason. And when they realize that Jason Tatum is done for the foreseeable future with the Achilles injury, and Steph went down with the hamstring injury, and in no way am I undermining what both the Knicks and the Timberwolves have achieved, but context matters. When stars go down, you get more unlikely outcomes, and casual fans check out. I'll look ahead to what should be the summer of Giannis. We'll talk about where he could be going if you believe, in fact, he is in the final stages of his run in Milwaukee. Otter Creek 77 tweeting at me, at BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. Miles Turner is Charmin soft, going old school with a reference. 4 rebounds. Pacers should absolutely not resign him. Note that his hobby is playing with Legos. Well, I'm not going to crucify somebody for having an eclectic hobby. I know you'll find this shocking based on my savoir-faire as a fill-in host on a holiday. My hobby was stamp collecting because I was just that cool in the 80s in a pre-internet world. Miles Turner has one job, and that is to focus on locking things down in the paint. Typically, it comes down to either shot blocking or grabbing rebounds. So, Otter Creek, I can't disagree. Now, I know nuance is not something we do well in sports talk radio, even as a fill-in hack. Threading the needle can be a challenge, but two things can be equally true, and they're usually interconnected to a degree. Look, the Pacers simply fell apart with only 42 points in the second half. I don't know if mentally they had already moved that one into the win column and started thinking we're going to be up 3-0 at home, and we're going to have a long break until we get to the NBA Finals. And they simply had a lapse in concentration. That's plausible. And watching the game, the shot selection did get a little bit funky. But as I said, if I have to have the blame meter, I'm going 70-30 positive with Knicks simply because Karl Anthony Towns took that game over. Now, yeah, fair pushback. There were 5 defenders on the floor who should have done something for Indy. If we're talking about the coaching situation there, I think Rick Carlisle is the most underrated coach in the NBA. Maybe because he's been around so long. And when I grew up with my NBA fandom, there are guys like Kevin Lockery who seemingly coach for a different team every year. You just have these lifers in their cheap suits who felt like they were part of the furniture. Now, Carlisle, different, obviously. He won a title as a role player with the Celtics, won a title as a coach with the Mavs, is going to the Hall of Fame. If you don't believe me, just look at how many hundreds of wins he's accumulated. I think he is a better coach than Tom Thibodeau. At the same time, because he has so much depth, and that was brought into focus again when Nesmith went down, I think Carlisle occasionally can overthink things and mix and match, and did not come up with the right combination last night. So in no way am I excusing Indiana. Even with the plucky resolve of the gutty, gritty New York Knickerbockers. You have a team down 20 on your home floor, closing in on halftime, with a chance to grab that series by the throat with a commanding 3-0 lead, and you don't close it? Yeah, you got to get hammered. But I'm trying to be fair with the observations because our industry always skews negative. And look, you could push back saying, hey, fill-in guy, whoever you are, I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. If I was on the radio after the Knicks had that unbelievable meltdown, gagging away a 14-point lead with just over 2 minutes to go, and didn't crush them, I wouldn't be doing my job. But this is a radically different circumstance because of the time element. Everything unraveled for the Knicks, and everything went perfectly right for the Pacers. And while momentum can't be quantified, you watch sports, you know it's real. Last night, totally different. Pacers get to that 20-point lead, and I think, to use the Indy 500 term, although I've never been behind the wheel of an Indy car, like Tom Brady getting booed yesterday in Indiana, they put it on cruise control. That's factor one. Factor two is Cat dug deep. I don't know where this came from, and certainly you can't count it to happen again moving forward. If you think somehow this was the renaissance of Karl Anthony Towns, you've not been paying attention. And that's what's so frustrating, because he has this in him. Still, this is the wrong day to be critical of Karl Anthony Towns, and certainly should be celebrated. But if I'm coming up with an objective takeaway from last night, I'm giving the Knicks more credit than I am criticizing the Pacers, who certainly deserve some complicity and how things came out. Well, that worked out nicely because I didn't want to spend too much time on baseball. However, it is Memorial Day. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. I appreciate those salient tweets that you pass along at BW Weber. Weber with two B's. We'll get back to the NBA in less than a dozen minutes, talking about where Giannis could be going, if in fact he's moving on from the state of Wisconsin. Memorial Day and baseball used to be synonymous. And again, I am not jumping into the hot tub time machine. Certainly not hot tub time machine number two, because if my guy John Cusack didn't want a payday, it tells you how poorly written that script was. But even if you don't love baseball the way you used to, and that's the category I fall into, and if you care at all about my background, my monkey trick was in a pre-Google world. As a relatively bright young guy, I could have told you every arcane baseball stat that you certainly did not need to know in the early 90s when I got into broadcasting. So it was my first love. And I think as you get older, you go back to things, even when you put them aside, because there's a comfort to knowing that even if you don't have the deep connection to a sport, you can sit down, have it on in the background, and then think about other holidays, right? It's the continuity of the decades that I think for many of us keeps us close to the games that we played until we were told in high school, or in my case, junior high, you're no good, go to the library. If you've not been paying attention to baseball, and that's the vast majority of you on a national platform, because more and more it's become solely a regional and local sport, even if you are just dabbling in the grand old game, or if you're looking for something to watch on a holiday and avoid your family like most people do, and I don't work for MLB Network, I have no stake in this. I'm just saying, as someone who loves sports, this is another fascinating year across the bigs. Now, I'm not going to read box scores. I'm not going to go through the standings. But from the 30,000-foot point of view, how can you not be entertained, for example, and here's your New York lean again, but Rich is from Staten Island. I grew up in the suburbs of New York City, so I'm staying on brand. Even if you despise the Yankees, and that's the whole point, they made a Broadway musical about it, Damn Yankees, another contemporary reference. Even if you just think every show should be all football all the time, and I will talk Aaron Rodgers in 25 minutes, how can you not appreciate what Aaron Judge is doing? Now, if we're going to offer context, he abused the Rockies over the weekend, because everybody does. Colorado has 9 wins. 9 wins, Mrs. Bueller. They're on pace to lose over 130 games a year after the White Sox set a new record for futility, even worse than the grisly 1962 Mets. So the haves and the have-nots have never had a broader disparity in baseball, and maybe that's another reason a lot of you have checked out, because you just feel like it's a rigged game, and I can't argue with that assessment given the financial disparity. But Judge going deep again this weekend, gives him 18 home runs. Otani went deep last night, and there's your parallels in terms of the face of baseball and generational talents. What's amazing to me, knowing a little bit about baseball history, Aaron Judge is a giant dude. This just in, another hard-hitting observation, who is hitting .397 heading into June. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole litany of players who had strong starts and then faded. There's a reason why nobody's hit .400 since Teddy Ballgame. Still, if you think about a man of his proportions, yes, as I auditioned to be a zookeeper, a man of his size, this does not happen across the decades of baseball. Go back to Frank Howard a million years ago. Another current reference. Aaron Judge is a unicorn. And the fact that the Yankees have overcome not having Gerrit Cole, they didn't have him from opening day, and they haven't had him moving forward because of the elbow injury. And they haven't had Giancarlo Stanton on the 60-day DL. And they decided in a maneuver that still was resonating across the streets of New York City, not to overpay on Juan Soto. The Mets, of course, will overpay always, and now they have the deepest pockets in baseball in Steve Cohen. And how's that contract looking so far as I audition for a fill-in slot on WFAN, Mikey? Now, I realize it's very early, but Soto seems to be either gripping under the pressure of the biggest payday in baseball history, or maybe in his heart of hearts would have preferred to stay with the Yankees but decided to get every dollar he can. Still, the Mets, for all of their issues over the last 2 weeks, managed to win last night. They took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers, just 2 games back of the Phillies in the National League East. So, if we're just looking for bright, shiny objects to get casual fans at least to consider flipping over to a baseball game for a second or two, the pitch clock has changed everything. You can watch a baseball game in 2 hours and change now, vastly reducing the shift, all but eliminating it. Undeniably was the right move, another step in the right direction, and another sign, despite the fact that baseball has been mismanaged for the better part of a century, when the powers that be figure out what needs to be addressed and actually do it, the game is resilient and the game is on a basic level like life. It's there for you every day, and maybe that's why so many people have drifted away. Now I'm getting philosophical as a guest host, but I can tell you why football, beyond gambling and beyond the ratings power it generates, why football took over in our industry. It's easier to talk about football every day because you only have to focus on a starting quarterback, a playmaking wide receiver, a running back, and maybe an edge rusher. So if you're not good at your job or if you don't want to do any work, 4 players times 32, and you say it every freaking day, it's not that hard. Repetition takes over. And I'm not, and I realize my style's not for everybody, and it is a holiday, and lecturing and badgering the audience is not a way to build rapport. I'm just saying, in my fandom, I prefer a little bit of variety. And look, if any of you actually know me, it's because of my time at NFL Network, where I worked and got to know Rich a bit. So I don't want to be more of a hypocrite than I normally am. And the audience is never wrong. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk Aaron Rodgers. And we'll have some Bill Belichick thoughts. And the world of celebrity boxing in the final hour of the show, because it's all about forward promotion. So I will climb off my soapbox. I'm just saying, if you've not parachuted into MLB for a while, it is a good watch. There are a ton of interesting storylines, as much as I don't love that word. And you have a one-of-one talent in Judge who is doing things that feels like a combination of Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle without the cirrhosis of the liver that came with both those stars. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. I'll check social media coming up. You can have it on the X platform, BW Weber, Weber with two B's, or hit me up with the telephone, 844-204-7424. Straight ahead, because Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer, we'll pose the question as we move back to the hardwood. Is this definitively going to be the summer of Giannis?
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit Ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Hey there, travelers. Kaylee Cuoco here. Sorry to interrupt your music. Great artist, BT Dubs. But wouldn't you rather be there to hear it live? With Priceline, you can get out of your dreams and into your dream concert. They've got millions of travel deals to get you to that festival, gig, rave, soundbath, or sonic experience you've been dreaming of. Download the Priceline app today, and you can save up to 60% off hotels and up to 50% off flights. So don't just dream about that trip. Book it with Priceline.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Weber. Having a blast, keeping the chair warm for Rich and the fellas. We're back with you tomorrow, 844-204-7424 is our phone number. Conversation never stops on social media. You can get at me on X, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. We will handle a little bit more round ball here. We'll get back to in-depth NBA conversation coming up in the next hour of the program, 1:20 Eastern Time, when we take you across the postseason with Kurt Heelan of NBCSports.com. In 10 minutes, we'll ease into the next hour of the show talking some Aaron Rodgers. It's not my choice anymore. It's part of the FCC guidelines that apply to any fill-in host. If you've reached a point where you've checked out to a degree as to what's going on with the details of not only everything that happened last night in Indiana that I think we've covered in granular detail, but the audience is always changing, especially on a holiday. And we'll get back to our takeaways of the latest incredible comeback put together by the Knicks, down 20, although different circumstance here against Indiana. Now, parallels to the Boston series, as we discussed to kick the show off, but if you weren't with us early on, just watching all these games, because it is my job, part of the profession. Boston in game one especially, to a lesser degree game two, just could not make a bucket. It had nothing to do with the Knicks extending their defense or some sort of tactical shift. Boston just had horrendous back-to-back games, especially from three-point range, but that's all they do because that's where we've shifted to. League-wide, in an era in which analytics dominates everything. Last night, different perspective. I don't think that the Knicks can draw parallels between what happened with their comebacks in the games against Boston, because Boston let them back into the game much more than Indy did last night. It was more a matter of Karl-Anthony Towns taking over. But if you want to be critical of the Pacers, and I'm certainly willing to have that conversation with you on social media, you can fairly point out that on their path to reaching the Eastern Conference Finals for the second consecutive year, injuries a major factor. The Bucks, for all their issues, and we're going to talk a little bit of Giannis presently, mostly coming down to Doc Rivers just being more of a personality than a in-game difference maker as a head coach. But Lillard was already issuing physical challenges that he had to overcome heading into that series, and then he went down with the Achilles injury. So there's one semi-asterisk that you can throw out there if you think the Pacers don't belong in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then undeniably, Cleveland dealt with a series of significant injuries, so context does matter.
Hey, this is Curtis. I got you potted down right now in queue, but 54-45 is the hard out, correct?
It's a good thing just from a overall standpoint of activity that the Knicks won last night, because if you haven't looked ahead, game one of the NBA Finals is locked in and will not start until June 5th, next Thursday. And in my estimation, what we saw from the Thunder the other night was an anomaly. I think OKC wakes up and balls out tonight to grab the commanding 3-1 series lead. Then they wrap things up at home, meaning there's going to be a long stretch potentially, and unless we have the Knicks and the Pacers going seven, which is a possibility, when there's nothing to talk about other than previewing the NBA Finals. But here's how it works in the NBA. We spend much more time talking about, and I'll steal from Dan Le Batard because it's a great line, much more time talking about the transaction than action on the floor. So as we ease into summer with Memorial Day being the unofficial kickoff to the best season of them all, I'm not doing the Mount Rushmore of season today, here's what's coming up. You're going to have a lot more Kevin Durant conversation in addition to everything that happened around the trade deadline. Not that interesting to me, because KD, while a first ballot Hall of Famer, certainly is not the dominant player he was as recently as 3 years ago, although Durant to Houston is intriguing with the fit of his veteran leadership in that young team. It's going to be all Giannis all the time. And I'll throw it out to you, and you can reflect on your own life. Does Giannis owe anything to Milwaukee? Pause and reflect, and the answer is hell no. He brought him a championship. He changed the entire dynamic of that franchise. An enormous growth in their value. And at this point now, Giannis has to do what's best for Giannis. And what does that mean? I hope it's San Antonio. And coming up when we discuss more basketball with Kurt Heelan, we'll talk about how that would work, what the Spurs would have to give up. But you tell me, we've got Wemby and Giannis for a decade coming up. Sign me up for that. I'm Brian Weber with the first hour in the books, talking Aaron Rodgers coming up to start hour number two here on The Rich Eisen Show.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.